news this morning. Well, the uncertainty's finally over. Now the hard work begins. Julia Gillard's first task will be sorting out her ministry after scraping back into government. She needs to find a spot for her predecessor Kevin Rudd, and she's also offered independent Rob Oakeshott a ministry. The Prime Minister knows she's just one vote away from losing power. The new term of government will be marked by a focus on regional Australia. Ms Gillard has promised Rob Oakeshott and Tony Windsor a $10 billion package for rural Australia. She's also pledging to restructure Parliament and the public service, as well as to meet the better needs of regions. The Liberal Party meets tomorrow for the first time since the election. Both Tony Abbott and Julie Bishop say they will be candidates for the leader and deputy leader positions. Mr Abbott says there'll be changes to the lineup, and he believes Malcolm Turnbull will again take on a senior role. It's been another anxious night for many victims of flood-affected areas of Victoria. Victoria State Emergency Service believes floodwaters have peaked in Shepparton in the state's northeast. Around 400 homes there remain isolated, but so far haven't been inundated. And 5 days after the earthquake, large aftershocks are still rocking Christchurch. A state of emergency remains in place as teams of workers continue assessing damaged buildings. New Zealand's Prime Minister John Key toured welfare centres in the shattered city overnight.